Good evening. This is N2OYQ with a Black and White Service Net. My name here is Dan. The net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on Boomville Amateur Club Repeater 146.655 MHz. The repeater location is 2.5 miles southwest of Boomville on Jackson Hill. Just informing that all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic is party all times. They can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic out there at this time? The next Boomville Amateur Club next monthly meeting is Tuesday, June 16th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Platt Northern Arts Community Center, 106 Scott Street, Boomville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is now required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to contact the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boomvillearc.com. For the Echolink station wishing to check at this time, please call now.
KD2AIT repeater, good evening from KA3TFB Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo, Bill in Warrendale, over.
KA3TFB Bill, good evening. How's everything in your location tonight? The weather getting better, or you still got rain?
Roger, a fine business. I think this is the second day that we didn't have any rain that's noticeable. We've been in the rainforest season here, where it's rained almost every day. Last week I reported the humidity at 88%, and dew point at 63%, and on and on and on and on. So we have some relief, finally. And with that in mind, things are slowly drying out. Grass cutting is at a premium here. I mean, you can cut your grass every 3 or 4 days in this environment. So it's cool here. I think it's in its 60s here at best today. And with that in mind, I'm going to let you have it back, and it's fine business. It's nice to hear you in here. Thanks for doing what you're doing there. And I tip my hat to everyone that will come up on the bottom of the list here. So we're at the top of the list, and we'll go to the bottom of the list. And with that in mind, I'll turn it back over from KA3TFB in Warrendale. Over.
Hey, it's pretty good, Bill, on your report this evening from Warrendale. And, I think today, depends on where you were, I guess. Right mist of rain in the air all day, off and on, I should say. This morning I had to go to Adams, which is probably, 18-20 miles west of here. And it was raining pretty good at points where I was at. And went to Watertown after that, and down there it was kind of misty off and on. And my rain gauge here at home, I checked that and I got about a tenth of an inch in it. So, anyways, but up to until this morning, I think I had 3.8 in the rain gauge from Saturday until yesterday to this morning, 6 o'clock. So, we have a lot of rain, but we needed that. So, I don't think it caused too many major problems around the area, because most of it probably sunk in the ground. The ground was dry. So. Okay, Bill, thanks a lot for checking this thing. We'll talk to you later. This is N2OYQ. Do we have any other Echolink stations wishing to check in at this time?
NBU.
JT2MBU, good evening. Good evening.
Well, good evening, Dan. We got 52 degrees up on the hill here. Just finishing up in the shop, paid to fix the brakes on the old dump truck. Pedal went to the floor about 3 weeks ago, and just getting around to patching her back together tonight. Over.
Okay, pretty good on the dump truck here for sure. That's good. That's good. Got the brakes fixed on, so you'll have brakes now. That's good. That's good. So, okay, I hope you and the family had a good day. Other than some of you were busy, but rest of them, I hope doing well, and the wife and the law. So, thanks a lot for checking this evening, Ray, and talk to you another time. If you have any mobiles or any portables, I'd like to check in at this time. This is N2OIQ, not controlled by Black Advice. ServiceNet will take all members and guests. Please call now.
WA2U.
KD2AIC.
Okay, we've got WA2U, John. KD2AIC, Jeff. WA2U, John. Good evening. How are you and Kathy doing this evening?
Okay, WA2U. Well, good evening to you, Dan and Jeff and Bill and Ray and whoever else is going to check in. All is well here with Kathy and I at the northeast end of Hinkley Reservoir. It's 50.4 degrees. Had a good day today. Didn't do a whole lot. Sharpened the chain on the chainsaw. Hopefully tomorrow we get out there and get some, get a few logs cut up. Boy, it's still soggy over there with the logs there, though. And what else? Installed a new 7.1 Blu-ray player into our home theater system, upgraded, and that's working fine. The boxes are getting smaller. Everything's nice and simple now with HDMI cables. So I guess a new dimension of plug and play. So we've got that all hooked up. Kathy worked some on the garden. As I said, I did some stuff with the saws, and hopefully with anticipation to get some wood blocked up tomorrow. I conducted an experiment this evening, you know, this ham radio, and while Bill was transmitting on Echolink, a lot of us have the PL tone search feature in our radio, and I thought, wonder what that hum would be if I did a PL search, and it comes up 118.8, 118.8 on the PL. It'll you can put a radio in PL scan search. So I thought Jeff might get a kick out of it. 118.8. So there you go. I don't know what the significance of that is. Maybe it's close to 120, but 118.8 is the tone. So I'm not sure what's on the agenda for tomorrow. As I said, I try to get some wood done, and we bought in our bird feeder today because we found it on the ground today. So I said, well, we got some very big birds or some bear around here, so it's a fairly good size and nice one, so Kathy brought it in here at sunset. I figure we don't need it out there during the day, night rather. So, Dan, I'll turn it back over to you, and Rochester's coming up this Saturday. It's a reminder of Rochester Ham Fest. I don't know how the weather's going to be, but sorry, Ham Fest are always fun, and then following week is Corliss. WA2U back to net.
Okay, very good, John. Any reports there? Thank you, and Ted's been pretty busy there for sure, all your projects going on there. And today I had to go to Adams down to Rat to get some things for my camper. And then I had a doctor's appointment in Watertown, so, and then we stopped at a couple other stores and stuff, and stopped for lunch, so we, it was most of the day between Adams and Watertown, but, we got home in time for the wife to go to work, so that worked out good, so, but we had a good time, and the doctor's appointment turned out really good, kidney doctor, and, they're really happy with all my blood counts and stuff, so we're happy, so that's what our day took us. And we got, 49 degrees at the present time here, so. Okay, John, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you later. We'll go on to KD2AIT. Jeff, how are you doing this evening? And I seen that picture on Facebook of you. Holy smokes.
Yeah, it was time for something different. KD2AIT. Oh, we're just wrapping things up here for the night. I didn't catch what John said, I stepped out of the room for a second, but I came back in, I heard my name there, I'm not sure what he was talking about, but I'm sure I'll just fill me in there. How much we put into work today, I've left the planning done in the garden, so the one little file, I can get something, I don't know, a tomato plant or something. Other than that, it's all done, and it's a little chilly out tonight. Nothing to worry about, but it's colder than it has been. That's about it. So it's KD2AIT back in that control.
Okay, yeah, great, good job. Hey, Jeff.
Yep, WATO, Dan, you clipped out there just for a second. Yeah, Jeff, what I had done was Bill was transmitting that, thought, I wonder what that tone, you know, ham radio, let's experiment. So I put the Kenwood TMB710 here into PL scan, and it came up with a tone of 118.8. I did it three or four times, it kept coming up with the same tone. So when the echo link is up, you actually could put on the CTCSS and it'll come up 118.8. So I don't know what that means, but kind of interesting anyways. WATU, back to that.
Oh, it's probably what the transmitting radio here said at. It's an old one there from WA2FK that he had around his office there. So probably what the tone is, or whatever it is that was set on that channel originally, that he must have set when he was monkeying around with it, or maybe he did it on purpose. 82AIT.
May have just solved what the hum was on the echo link. WATU, back to that.
Okay, very good on that. And thanks a lot, Jeff, for your report. And Jeff, I'm trying to hold a key down here. I probably roll up on it a little bit. I got to pay attention when I do that. I probably that's what happened. So anyway, thanks, Jeff, for checking in with all your information there. You had to do what you deserve today and wrap things up for tonight. So have a good evening, you and family, and we'll talk to you later. This has been 2OIQ, not controlled for the Black and White Service Net, but to pay for the check-in for the net. Any queries or any late check-ins for the net, please call now. Okay, I want to thank all the stations that did check in this evening. And everyone have a fine evening, and we'll talk to y'all later. This is N2OIQ, now closing the Black River Life Service Net, and return the repeater to other MGs. 73s and good evening, N2OIQ there.
Dan, I'm a little late, but if you'd like to add me in, you're welcome to do so. KA2ZNZ.
Oh, Jack, you're always welcome to come in. Go ahead. No problem, we'll pick you up. KA2ZNZ. Go ahead.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Dan. Not too bad a day down this way. A little drizzly this morning, but got up to about the mid-60s. so I was able to do some things this afternoon outside. 7312, KA2000.
Okay, very good, Jack, when you report there for sure from Liverpool. And you, Carol, have a good evening. And to a white you clear.
A2ZNZWA to you, if you're still there, Jack.
Yeah, hi, Jack.
Data, maybe you're already aware.
You cut out. What am I aware of?
I know you like to keep track of the new repeaters. There's a new repeater on in the Syracuse area. But anyways, I thought you might be interested in a new fusion repeater on 145.31. 145.31. It's a digital repeater and it's tied into 146.67. So you can get on 146.67 and you'll come out at 145.31. The trustee of that is KB2RES, but it's a fusion repeater, so it's digital. You won't want to listen to it in your radio, but it does exist in the area there, just so you're aware of the frequency.
So you can't listen to it then?
No, you won't want to listen to it. It's all digital. It's digital, so it's like listening to slow scan TV, you know, it's lots of ones and zeros, but if you, it's hooked up, it's a fusion repeater, it's a Yaesu format, so if you get on 146.67, you'll come out on 145.31. I think it's been on the air about a week, but it's full crunch up here. I didn't want to take it out of memory, so I put PL of 167 on there just to, I mean, PL 67 hertz rather, just to knock it off the receiver here because it was real obnoxious. But, you know, just so you're aware, it's very, very strong. 145.31, that used to be a old AK2K frequency. Rich used their repeater on that. Used to also be one out in Attica, which just seems to have disappeared.
Yeah, that one's gone as far as I know, at least for the time being. Yeah, okay, very good. 146.670 and 145.310. There's no PL on it or anything?
Oh, there's PL on the 6.7 repeater. I think that's the 103.5 PL on the 6.7. I could check really quick, but there's no PL or nothing on 145.31. As I said, it's a the fusion system that Yaesu uses, and, you know, ICOM's got D-Star, and Motorola's got their system, and there's APCO 25, or P25 rather, so, but this is a, there's a few people in the Syracuse, and the 147.390 also is a fusion repeater, but it'll be interesting to see who goes out and spends the bucks to make the conversion to, you know, have that digital capability.
Yeah, KB2RES, that's John, as I recall. Well, somebody must have put up the money for that.
That's cheap, you know. Call up with your debit card and call up HRO and order a repeater and away you go, you know. No one builds them anymore. You buy them. Come in a box and plug them. Plug and play. Everything has to plug and play.
Yeah, that's a good phrase. I like that. Yeah, thanks, Jim. I'll have to kind of listen sometime just to see what it sounds like, you know. Okay, thanks. Catch you later, KA2000.
Now put in your scanner 145.31. I wouldn't put it by Carol, though. She might not like it. And then go on 146.67 and you'll generate all kinds of noise on 145.31. All right, we'll talk to you later. You and Carol have a good evening. W8 to you.
Okay, to that.
K KD2AIT repeater, good evening. KA3TFB logging off through the EchoLink system. Good evening to all.
Stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic, all stations are welcome. Stations can help, please.
And 5ALW, good evening, Jack.
KC2NBU, good evening, Jack, no traffic.
Okay, very good. And 5ALW, hello, Bob. KC2NBU, hello Ray. Thank you for checking in, thank you both for checking in. Looking for additional stations, with or without traffic.
This is WA to you, good evening.
WA2U, hello Jen. Thank you for checking in. Looking for additional stations, with or without traffic. Any other stations for action? Thank you all for checking in. Much appreciated, folks. 7-3s to all. Have a good evening, good day tomorrow. KA2NZ.